Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today on The Grave Talks, The Spirit of Gettysburg's Brick House Inn, a conversation with Hannah Hilty. The Brick House Inn in Gettysburg may look like a charming pair of historic homes, but beneath the quiet exterior lies unrest. In this episode, we talk with manager Hannah Hilty about the property's two very different structures. The 1830s Welty House, which witnessed the full force of the Battle of Gettysburg, and the Victorian home built decades later on the same property. The Welty House is still carrying the marks of musket fire on its walls. Families hid in its cellar as soldiers fought just outside, and the land behind it became a temporary resting place for more than 30 Confederate soldiers. Those layers of trauma and emotion seem to echo through the space even now. Inside both homes, unexplained activity continues to surface. Bells that ring with no one near them, EVPs responding to questions, phantom footsteps, shifting furniture, and the unmistakable presence of figures tied to the property's past. Some spirits feel young, some sorrowful, and others seem to maintain a watchful authority over the place they once called home. At the Brick House Inn, it seems history isn't just remembered. It's more like it refuses to leave. So chatting with Hannah Hilty today, so you are actually the manager of the Brick House Inn and Welty House in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for having me today.
You're so welcome.
I have the wonderful opportunity to manage a very historical property here in Gettysburg, PA. We are a bed and breakfast as well as a tour company. And we don't just offer the typical ghost tours here. We have some amazing haunted pub crawls as well. And my personal favorites are always the ghost hunts.
What I found interesting, because I reached out about the Brick House Inn, and I always love to dive in and do my own research before we chat, right? So I know what I'm talking about. Or at least I try to know what I'm talking about. I should say that. But I kept finding the Brick House Inn and the Welty House, almost like one location. And so I kept diving in. So explain the connection to me.
So our Civil War building is the Welty House. The entirety of the property that we now inhabit was the Welty family farm. In the late 1800s, Charlie Tutt's mother had purchased the entirety of the farm from Jane Welty's estate, and then later built the Brick House Inn as a duplex house for her son and her daughter-in-law. And then the other side of the house was actually gifted to Charlie and Bertie's daughter at just age 13. Sarah was given her own house, which would later become her dowry.
That explains why they're right next to each other. How, yes. And they are separated by, I think it looked like about 50, 60 years when one was built and the other was built?
Yes. Yep. 1898 is when we know that the brick house was completed, but his mother had actually put some additions onto the Welty house from its original form, and they all lived there together until the house was completed.
Now, I want to dive into the history of the Welty house because it's really interesting and it has a very strong connection to the Civil War. Before I do that, I want to ask about, what do you do with the Welty House now?
Well, the entirety of the property is called the Inn. So there's 15 rooms in both of the houses.
Okay.
9 in the Brick House and then 6 in the Welty House. So the Welty House was a standing Civil War building. It was actually used by Confederate soldiers as a sharpshooter's sniping nest to fire upon the Union soldiers right over on Cemetery Hill. It was a very clear shot, actually, and the only property that would have been standing in between the Union front line and the Confederate front line is the Jenny Wade Museum now.
So there is a very tragic story involving Jenny Wade that originates from the Welty House.
Well, we brought in ballistics experts, and it's really just kind of inconclusive. There's an opportunity that the bullet that struck Jenny on the third day of the battle while she was baking bread could have come from a sniper at the Welty House. It also may have been from the neighboring house across the street, the Rupp Tannery. Mm. And possibly even the Farnsworth house because of the trajectory from the very high up attic window.
So poor Jenny Wade, she's not involved, obviously, in the Civil War conflict herself.
To a point, yes. I mean, she wasn't any type of a sympathizer, but she did die in service. The entirety of all 3 days, she spent baking bread, taking the Union Army fresh water, fresh baked bread. And since she had been a seamstress since just the age of 10, she would also help to tailor and mend their clothes.
So they could have possibly noticed that she was helping them.
Oh, yes.
And actually, that's, and maybe targeted her?
On the third day, when the Union heard Jenny's mother scream, they thought that something had happened and came rushing to her aid and actually ended up inside the house in the middle of all the crossfire and making it to the neighboring house and spending just about 17 hours in the neighbor's basement with Jenny's dead body.
So now you also own that home too. That's part of this property.
Not that home. That is
not the one she passed in.
But we operate the Jenny Wade Birth House. Now that is 242 Baltimore Street up on the top of the hill. And there is just a residual energy that lingers there. We're really sure it's her father. I'd love to invite you back to talk about that. I don't even think
I was just going to say that. I'm like, can we do an entire episode on Jenny Wade? Because I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah, she just has so much to tell. I don't think I'd be able to honestly honor her memory properly.
So let's definitely circle back to that. So let's go back to the Welty House. And so it was kind of taken over, as many buildings were during the Civil War. They just took them over, might have used them for a hospital, or maybe the generals would stay there with some of the top commanders in different houses across the North and the South.
Well, the entirety of the town was inhabited by Confederates at one point. The houses were actually looted and taken, the furniture outside into the streets to build barricades as they were pushed back by the Union Army further and further. So there could have been generals absolutely everywhere around here, but we definitely know that there was soldiers from the Confederate snipers in the house because they still linger there.
I know I went to a house in Franklin, Tennessee, the Carter House. And that's what happened with that house. So the family had to go huddle in the basement to stay safe. Is that kind of what happened to the families in Gettysburg?
I was about to say similar story with the Welty House. The family that inhabited it at the time, as well as the neighbors across the street, the Rupp family, stayed in the cellar during the first night of battle, not knowing what would happen if they were discovered. But luckily, after the fighting stopped on the second day, they didn't hear any more shuffling, so they decided they were going to make it to the stables, and both families were able to return to find their houses still standing. The Rupps not as nicely as the Welty House was, but, you know, when you build your house out of brick,
right,
tends to be take more of a beating. Actually, some of the scarred brick is still there with imprints of the musket shots and bullet holes.
Now, you grew up in this area. That has, to me, I'm like, I can't imagine growing up in an area that has such historical significance that everyone has read about in their history books.
Absolutely. Gettysburg just has so much amazing history. There's street signs and historical signs on just about every block. You really can't take a step without walking in the steps of our forefathers, or maybe you're even your great-grandfather.
When you were a kid, did you kind of take it for granted? And then as an adult, it's like, oh my gosh, I live here? I never really thought about all this.
You know, one of our local favorite area is called Devil's Den. And Devil's Den was actually named that long before the Civil War. It was named because it was a rattlesnake breeding ground. And it was rumored that the devil himself lived there in a cave in Elephant Rock, that he was a 9-foot-long eastern diamondback rattlesnake that was faster than lightning and could take out a cow in one bite.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I grew up playing in those rocks, and I can guarantee you there are no snakes in there anymore. I can tell you every cave. But absolutely, I took advantage of that as a child. You know, I just wanted to go play on the rocks. Now, as I'm older, I'm reading and learning that that was the bloodiest battle of all 3 days. And that really, those men should have never been there in the first place. And General Chamberlain is just a personal hero. That man's story brings tears to my eyes now as an adult.
When you were a child, and even into your adult life, were you aware of paranormal activity in the area? I don't know that it's something everyone always experiences. I would just assume, growing up in Gettysburg, that that kind of comes, like the story you just shared, that the folklore and the tales of hauntings would kind of come with you everywhere you're at in that area.
Everywhere. Never once as a child did we doubt that there were ghosts or any type of paranormal. Actually, it was more so us being down on Saks Bridge trying to get orbs in our photos with our digital cameras when we were teenagers. It's just kind of funny to me when people say that they don't believe in the paranormal, because I'm like, well, you don't have to believe it. It's there. But that is one of the reasons we absolutely love to bring people down and experience a ghost hunt for themselves, because I could show you pictures from mine all day long. I could show you the evidence that I've gathered, and I can share with you my amazing ghost stories. But until you experience it on your own, it's just he said, she said. Mm-hmm.
Now, with the Welty House and the Brick House Inn, how long were they homes, and when did they turn into the property they are today?
They were residential all the way up until 1997. 1997, they did a full remake over, keeping it as time period attire as far as the trim, the pocket doors, the wallpaper. They really just kept a beautiful authenticity to the time period. But they did open up the duplex, so now it's accessible from both sides of the house. And later in the 2000s, they decided to take the Welty building from a residential to an addition to the bed and breakfast, creating six more rooms.
And how long have you been working there?
This is my third year working here. I actually started as a tour guide myself for food tours and brew tours and fell in love with the property. I think the spirits as well, and just wanted to grow and become part of its history.
And I think you just kind of answered my next question, that when you took the job, did you assume there would be some paranormal activity, maybe some ghostly residents in the properties?
I was a bit skeptic, I will admit. It just seemed too calm. There was never any uneasy feelings. So I was like, yeah, maybe. But it was actually last Christmas. We had just gotten a new product in our line, dowsing rods. I come from a construction background, so I know dowsing rods for finding wells. Mm-hmm. I know that they work. Well, I was running a haunted pub crawl and invited my father-daughter duo to come into the parlor with me. I said, while you enjoy your champagne, would you like to play with these dowsing rods with me? And they said yes. As I was sitting in the parlor, I kind of was dumbfounded. I instructed the spirit to, if there's anyone here other than us three sitting on these couches, can you please cross the rods for yes or spread them apart for no? And I didn't get any response right away. So my next question I asked was, are you a male? Nothing. Are you a female? Nothing. No response. So at this point, I'm kind of like, we'll see, whatever. And then I start thinking of the names of all of the people that I know lived on this property. And I asked if this was Charlie, Sarah, Jane, Solomon, all the original owners of the property. But then I thought about the time of the year it was, and it was right around Christmas. And I said, are you excited for Christmas? And my rods pushed apart. And so I decided to ask the same question another way. I said, does Christmas make you sad? And slowly my rods start coming in towards each other and crossed for yes. So I started to think, who would be sad around Christmas time? And I remembered that the Welty family had a son that only lived to be about a year old. And he died in November, right before what would have been his first Christmas. So I asked, I said, is this Henry? And my rods crossed and my heart broke because I'm a mom. And I didn't know what to ask. I didn't know what to ask next. So right. All I could think is, do you want a cookie? And they crossed again, and I handed them to the daughter, and I said, I'll be right back. I need to go get Henry a cookie. And then I came back in the room. I asked the young lady, could you please ask Henry where he would like his cookie? And they pointed to they both moved at the same time and moved to the gift shop in the table in the gift shop. So we said goodbye after that. We said, Henry, this is for you. My bell in the gift shop is going crazy. I think Henry's listening. But I had asked and I was like, you know, goodbye. Thank you for talking to us. It is very important anytime that you make contact with the spiritual realm that you always say goodbye. You wouldn't leave your back door open to your house. So it's not a good idea to leave any doors open between the veil.
That's a good analogy about leaving a door open to your own house. I like that. I'm going to steal that from you.
It's okay. I stole it from Tiffany.
I like that.
He said that and I was like, oh, that is a perfect way to describe that.
So as we've been talking and before we started recording, the bell has gone off several times in the gift shop. Can you tell us a little about the bell?
Absolutely. So we actually have a new model ghost hunting equipment piece called the Brick House Bell. It is modeled after our actual desk bell because I would be in the office doing my email delegation, looking through, getting projects set up, and I would hear the bell ring like there was a guest waiting. So I'd lightly and politely say, I'll be right with you. And as I walk into the other room, I'll notice that all the doors are locked still and that the gift shop isn't even open. So there's no possible way. Well, after telling this to my boss a few times, he thought it would be funny to make a piece out of it and attached it to an EMF detector.
That's a really good idea.
It is. And it actually gives for a couple different types of communication for the paranormal. We can ask them questions like, how many years old were you when you died? Ring the bell for every year you lived. As I asked that question to you, the bell just went off three times. So it makes me wonder what three-year-old is around.
For a bell to go off, like, I'm afraid there could be people actually at some point you've ignored because it's like the bell goes off and I assume it's just going off, but there's actually someone needing me.
But right.
Does it always go off pretty frequently or is it kind of more with what you're talking about or who you're talking to maybe?
It's really about the subject. As soon as I said the subject, it went off again. It's really about the subject. When we bring up, especially when we're talking about the battle or talking about Charlie and his mother, it always at least dings for an acknowledgement as if he's acknowledging, yes, that is I. Like, I'm right here. Thank you.
Just, I think it's the maternal part of me, and I'm going to guess you would agree. The idea of a child being there without a parent, without a mom, that breaks my heart, you know, a child being all alone. So do you think there are maternal spirits in the house as well, or paternal, mom or dad?
I don't so much feel that there's maternal or paternal spirits here because they seek us out. The orphanage is a very dark and sad story right up the road from us. And we have had multiple times where children's spirits have reached out to us talking about they're hiding from the bad lady. And we assume that that's Rosa Carmichael, of course, and have taken turns casting her out and binding her from this property and letting the children know that they are protected here. So I don't think that there are maternal or paternal spirits.
Oh, that's interesting. Especially with the orphanage, because there would have been children that wouldn't have had that presence. And there wasn't that woman. I've read a little up on that orphanage before. And it wasn't a loving place.
No, it started as a loving place. Felinda was amazing to them. But that fairy tale didn't last.
So do you feel that different spirits then move in and out of the property?
I do. I know that we have resident spirits, such as Charlie. Sarah as well is another.
And who is Sarah? Do you know?
Sarah we have two theories. Originally, we thought that it was Charlie's daughter, Sarah, who was originally given the house. But she did not die at the age of 13. And this spirit, Sarah, identifies herself as 13. But in the Ohio room, I have discovered that there is a beautiful embroidered piece of fabric that has a poem stitched into it about how a girl's mother taught her how to sew, and this is what she does with it, and this is how she'll always remember her mother. And it's named in stitching, Sarah, 1896. So it makes me wonder if there is not a young girl attached to that piece rather than a resident that formerly lived here.
Do you have a lot of objects and things in the both locations there that are tied to that time period? Because they're by looking at the photos, it's not like you've renovated it so it looks like 2000s. It's very kept to that period.
Yes, ma'am. And we do decorate with time period antiques as well as gifted items, things. Both houses actually, or all three houses actually, there's a high chair specifically as well as a christening gown that have some ties to it at the Jenny Wade birth house. And then some furniture we had ordered, but it was antique furniture. And I've come to gather that the spiritual realm is not as black and white as we once thought. You know, as kids, we had the idea that you are where you died and that you're stuck there. But the more I research into the paranormal, it doesn't really seem like that at all.
Sometimes I think it's an emotional connection to the location that maybe you didn't die there, but you loved that home, or that was like we've talked about it before with schools. Like, why would a school be haunted? But maybe a child felt very connected to school and safe at school, or the janitor haunting the school because he loved taking care of it and he loved the kids, you know? So I can see how you could be connected and go to a place that you loved.
Oh, yes.
And you felt needed, I think, at that location.
I feel that Gettysburg, too, because a lot of the town acted as a temporary burial ground for many soldiers. It wasn't just, put them all in the graveyard. It was, there's a lot of dead bodies. Get them in the ground. It's starting to stink.
Exactly. You're talking 1860s, you know?
Exactly. It was rumored that you could smell Gettysburg for up to a mile away for 6 months after the Battle of Gettysburg.
I am not surprised by that, actually, as horrific as that is. Also, I always feel like when something that I can't even wrap my brain around the trauma that happened with the people who were injured and killed and the people living in Gettysburg and just the overwhelming sense of loss and despair and death and panic. You know, I think every emotion, you know, a dark emotion would have happened. And how does that go away, that energy go away once it's cleaned up?
Well, and that's kind of the problem. First of all, these people sacrificed everything, not just the soldiers, but the townspeople as well. They came home, their houses were destroyed, looted. They had to start their lives completely over. And many children were orphaned. They no longer had a two-person household. If your mother did not have some type of way to provide, then you are now an orphan. So many families were destroyed. Then there, on July 4th of 1863, there was still more trauma taking place, more death and despair, as just a perfect storm was created from all of the gun smoke, the cannon smoke, it seeded the clouds. And on July 4th, it let loose a torrential downpour that flooded a creek right behind the Dobbin house. That flash flood washed down the amputee survivors who were sitting out back by the creek healing. Now, I don't know if you're interested in this or not, but one of our little secrets of Gettysburg is that the Dobbin House Creek behind it was a medical necessity for amputees because the flies were drawn in by the water. Then in turn, they would lay eggs on the open wounds, and the maggots would eat only the rotting and necrotic flesh, allowing for the wound to heal without infection.
Which is so gross to me, but it is so gross, but it makes sense.
Yes.
You know, it's like not like there's modern medicine for in the 1860s.
You know, I mean, your painkiller.
Here's a shot of whiskey.
Exactly. Whiskey and ether, if you could afford the medical supplies. If not, bite this stick.
Yeah. And they didn't have, you know, they weren't prepared for that.
No, not at all. They did not have the medical supplies necessary to engage with that many soldiers all at once. And so a lot of them went without. But those soldiers that were healing by the Dobbin House Creek were washed down and swept away by the flash flood that came down. And if they did not drown, they were then crushed to death by other bodies as they slammed into the Rupp's Dam.
Oh my gosh. And how does that not leave an imprint on that entire area?
Well, it did. It absolutely did. The entirety of Gettysburg is just a paranormal nexus. I also attribute it to the springs that run through the original houses. Our Welty house actually still has remnants of the original spring. And water holds energy. So the aquifer and the natural springs that are throughout the original town hold remnants of that chaos and trauma.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation about the Brick House Inn with manager Hannah Hilty. For more information, visit their website at brickhouseinn.com. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advanced episodes, everything commercial free, then you can become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, we thank you very much for listening.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores. Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.